¿Re? Sí.
¿Qué tal?
De verdad es mejor.
Okay.
Sí.
Bueno, empezamos. Oh, sorry, coach. Everyone here speaks Spanish, so.
No,
I'm sitting here just chatting in Spanish. I figured you're. Okay. Let's get the ball rolling. Just one second.
You would have thought maybe I would have. My father spoke Spanish.
Okay,
pues
so
en español, chico,
okay, entonces. Bueno, entonces si lo hacemos. Okay. All right, so we got up to chapter 22 in the chapter 4. Well, and let's go. No, you can't. Can you hear me now or somehow? Yeah. Okay. Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. So let's go. The Nefesh HaChaim continues in Shadar Pek Tzachav Beis. V'imchas v'sholom anachnu oiskim ba berifyoin. If a person, however, will be oisik in Torah berifyoin, rifyoin means weak, in weakness. He's not doing it powerful. He's not doing it strong. So in that case, kaviyochol mismait shefa ha'or ha'elyon. That or that we spoke about on, you know, not last time, we didn't have a shiur last time, but on Monday, we spoke about the or that comes out through learning, that or will be mismait. That or will become diminished. B'chol ha'ilamos, kol echad lefi erkoi. Everyone according to his value. Uv mistarim, listen to this long language. This is actually a borrowed term. These gedolim, and Reb Chaim Volozhin amongst them, will oftentimes poetically use a part or a mention of a pasuk, you know, and use that as a term. So there's a pasuk in Eicha that said, "B'mistarim tivke nafshi." The Yerushalayim says, "B'mistarim hidden in the seiser, right in the seiter." Deep down in the hidden places, tivke nafshi, the nefesh of Yerushalayim says he's crying. She's crying. So he says here, "B'mistarim tivke nafshi yizbarach kaviyachol." Hashem cries when people are not learning. Kamo yishamru chazal, the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says, "Shloisha hakadosh baruch hu boiche aleihem." There are three people, three cases that a person, Hashem cries over. The choshev chad min hoin, and one of them is al misha efshar loylasik batoira ve'enoy oisik, someone that could be learning and doesn't. So that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to cry. Okay, now the way he said he does it, that is v'chein amru sham shloisha d'moyis halalu lama. Why is it three tears? V'yigidam yachas abitol toira. For the fact that people weren't learning. So he says, Oyloy Laben, how bad would it be to a son, Hamoyred Demois Aviv Bechol Yoim? Can you imagine such a son that causes his father to cry daily? Right? So, you know, how far is that son from, you know, doing the proper Kibbut Avim, etc., right? So, know what I just did. This is, it's a scary thing to think that. So he says, "Oyloy leben hamoyer d'mois aviv b'chol yoyim." V'inyan zois habachia. And what does it mean when Hashem, when it says Hashem cries, right? What does that mean? V'inyan zois habachia, who he's gabrus hadin. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in quote unquote a good mood, when Hashem is in a quote unquote a good mood, then he implements midas harachamim. But when Hashem cries, he turns, like, it turns out in a bad mood. So when he's in a bad mood, then he's going to cry.
How are you?
It's gabrus of the din. Sorry. Okay, he's going to bring out of the din.
Come on here.
Okay. He's going to bring out the hisgabrus of the din. Sorry, is my connection okay? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So it's going to bring out the hisgabrus, the koach of the midas hadin. That's what it means, the bechia. The bechia is when Hashem changes from being in a quote unquote good mood to a bad mood. The good mood is the rachamim, but the bad mood, he starts pulling back. When someone gets depressed and they start crying, so they pull back. They don't want to have to do with anybody. They just go into their room and shut down, right? So Hashem, Kav Yochel, if you cause Hashem to cry, he becomes in a bad mood. He doesn't want to be mashpia. He wants to pull back. Who is Gabros Hadin? The iris that come normally have to start, you know, condensing, start collapsing. So those rachamim start collapsing. And that's what the Gemara says. The bechia of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shloisha dvarim, three things are goyrim, these bechias. Okay, and one of them is amishiyachol lomoid, someone that could learn, the ainai loimed, and doesn't learn. That's what B'chaim Volozhiner quotes, and that's what he brings down here. Now, what that possibly means, there's an interest, the Maral explains the Gemara a little bit differently. The Gemara, he says that what the Gemara means is that the crying of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is when there's a noticeable chisaron, something missing, something lacking. But it doesn't just happen. He said there's different types of tears. We know there's also such a thing of as tears of joy, right? When someone's at a wedding, okay, they have a child, and the young, you know, and let's say this child went through a tough time, and finally they were able to overcome it, and now they could bring the child to the chuppah, so they could cry at that point. Now, those are tears of joy, but what's causing those tears of joy? Is because the person is starting to remember and realize how much that they were really missing the whole time, right? How much effort they had to do and put forth to get to this point. So the Gemara says that there's three things that Hashem cries over. We said one of them is when someone could have learned and didn't, right? He could have learned and he didn't. But you know what the Gemara says? There's another one that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries over. Someone that could not learn and does. The Gemara says that too. That's one of the other things.
Those are tears of joy.
So the Maharal says that's a tear where a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the chisaron. He also sees what it took this person. But those tears are different. That's not going to be a hisgabrus of the din. That's going to be the opposite, is that the emotion's coming out. It's not a contraction, the pulling back. It's when it's overflowing. It's when he can't control his emotions. Normally, a person's very even keeled. But when they hit one of those emotional moments, bam, they can't control it anymore, right? They're out of control. So at that point, it's a whole different level of emotion, right? So that's the level of emotion that comes when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, this person couldn't learn, but he made the effort to do it anyway. So those are the two
tiers. So in that case, it's the opposite. That brings rachamim and happiness.
I think that's a hisgabrus of the rachamim in that case. Right? Because it's the opposite. It's not tears out of contraction. It's tears out of overflowing. Right? He cannot control the emotion. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner does not say this part. I'm adding it. But I'm saying, because he quotes half the Gemara. I'm just trying to figure out what's the other half. And the Gemara says, that there are three things Hashem cries over. One of them is if Amisha Yachol Lilmod Ve'eno Lomed. And that Rav Chaim Volozhiner is explaining is the Hisgabros of the Midas Hadin. But what about the other one? The person that makes that effort to learn, that must be the opposite is true. It's the hisgabros of the rachamim. Okay? Now, the next four lines in the Nefesh HaChaim are pretty astounding lines. Okay? I'm going to say it the way he says it, but in today's, nowadays, you know, everyone's, you have to be all like politically correct, you know? So he says something very strong over here. He says, V'ha'adam asher adayin loira or ha'toira miyam. If there is a person who never saw or experienced the or the light of Torah, if they never experienced the light of Torah, v'loi osak ba me'aylam, and he was never Isaac in Torah, he never delved into learning Torah, Einoi zoiche klal, he has no merit whatsoever, shetishre alav kedusha ha'al yona, that he should merit to have kedusha, ve'einoi zoiche lenefesh tahora. He basically does not have a nefesh. Or at least his nefesh is not tahor. Kamo she'amru behakdamas ha'zohar, like it says in the Zohar, Pekuda Chamisha, Bahai Kra is Beitlas Pekudin, Chad Lamali Beiraisa, and he says the following, Dikad Barnashlo is Asik Beiraisa, there's a person that did not learn Torah, Les Lay Nafsha Kedisha, he does not have a Nefesh Kedosha, Kedusha Le'el Losharyawa, and he doesn't have basically that type of Nefesh. Begamu Meshulach Venezav Chas Shalom, and Hashem leaves him Lekochos Hadin, to the regular kochos of din shal sitra achra. He's left to the other side. Achra sheyu yichoyel wishlet lav. Like it says, komish efshel lelasa b'terem in Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe alav yisurin. So you have to know exactly what he means, okay? But basically what it means is that when it says he doesn't have a nefesh, it doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't have a nefesh. Of course he has a soul, but he's totally not in touch with his soul. Because what's this guy think, like we said last night, this guy that's not learning Torah, what is he thinking about all day? Like we said yesterday, right? Is he ordering spicy tuna or regular? I mean, that's basically, that's his decision-making process. That's what he's like worried about. So he is not experiencing in his life a nefesh experience. He's not experiencing an elevated experience of neshama. So he's never had the opportunity to experience neshama by itself because he's usually just experiencing goof the whole time, right? So the only way he's saying is to uplift oneself is with a certain connection to the studying Torah. That's basically the only way that the person can experience that connection, all right? So, you know, this is a little stronger than we've seen before. You know, till now, he's talking about what you gain from learning. But now he's saying, really, that there's certain basic things that without learning, you're not going to be able to have shaykhus to it. So it's a very, it's a higher level. All right? I'm going to stop here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Rabbi, you would think Tefillah would also connect him, right? Not just give him a life, not just learning.
I hear that. It's a different level of connection, though. You know, the tefillah is that we are asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for something, but the Torah is when we can actually let our neshama connect. It's got to recharge. That's the recharge. If you're just going to keep on asking all the time, you're not necessarily recharging. The Torah is where it's actually plugged into the wall. That's when it's getting recharged, right? So, all right. Let's pick it up.
Good night.
I have my next, the 8:45, we're going to start. Okay. Good night, everyone.
How's that going?